Welcome to Riches in Christ Radio Ministry with Diane Kennedy. Please stay tuned at the end of today's lesson. We'll give you information on how you can acquire this week's tape, along with information about our weekly meetings and website. Now, here's Diane Kennedy.
This week, we're talking about what it means that we are in the kingdom of God, as part of a bigger discussion we're having as to why Jesus came to earth, what he came to do, and how we're to live in the light of it. Jesus came to establish the reign of God in men and through men on this earth. His first public words when he began his ministry were, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Jesus came to establish the kingdom of God on this earth. That meant two things. He will come again in the not too distant future to establish the visible kingdom of God on this earth, the eternal visible kingdom of God on this earth. That's not far away from where we are right now. He came 2,000 years ago to pay the price for sin so that it could be removed and the kingdom could come into men's hearts, or the reign of God could come into men's hearts through the new birth. Now, we'll discuss that in more detail in upcoming lessons, but what we're working on right now is something the Apostle Paul said. The Apostle Paul was personally taught the gospel he preached by Jesus himself. And Paul, to Paul, were revealed a number of mysteries. He uses the word mystery 21 times in his writings. A mystery is something in the plan and purpose of God that up to that point had not been revealed to anyone. He got all kinds of information that had not been given to any humans up to that point. And from his writings, we get insight into the kingdom. See, Jesus came proclaiming the kingdom is at hand, and then demonstrating the kingdom by healing people and casting out devils. When you read Paul's ministry in the second half of the book of Acts, he went out and proclaimed the kingdom and demonstrated the kingdom through healing and casting out devils. Well, from his writings in the epistles, we get the information that we are in the kingdom and the kingdom is in us. And for the past couple of days, we've been specifically focusing on what does it mean that we are in the kingdom. We made the point that there is an invisible kingdom, or an invisible realm of full power and provision. God, who is invisible, presides over an invisible realm or kingdom of full power and full provision. This kingdom is normally not visible to us on earth, but we talked about how there are examples in Scripture where that unseen realm, the veil that separates the seen from the unseen, was temporarily pulled back, and men on earth were permitted to see into this unseen realm. Now, the invisible preceded and produced the visible. This invisible realm can produce tangible change and results in this visible material world. Jesus administered the power of this kingdom to produce visible results. Invisible power healed bodies and minds, stopped storms, and multiplied food. Jesus dispensed this power through his words. He said, "Peace, be still." He said, "Rise up and walk." He said, "Be healed." And he laid his hands on people and administered power. Well, because of the cross and the new birth, we are now citizens of this kingdom and authorized to access and administer its power. To be in the kingdom means to be a citizen of this kingdom. Philippians 3:20 says our citizenship is in heaven. And yesterday we talked about what does it mean to be a citizen. And since Paul's the one who was given this revelation that we're citizens of the kingdom, we looked at what citizenship meant to him. He was a Roman citizenship. Or citizen, and he knew that citizenship meant rights and privileges. In the Roman Empire, if you remember anything from your world history classes, Rome ruled the known world. they stretched literally from Europe to the Middle East. The whole area around the Mediterranean Sea was Roman control. They covered a vast amount of territory, but Roman citizenship superseded everything else before the law. Roman citizens could not be bound, beaten, or condemned, or punished without being heard. And we pointed out yesterday two examples in the book of Acts, Acts chapter 16 and Acts chapter 22, where Roman soldiers, civil magistrates, inadvertently treated Paul roughly, and then later found out he was a Roman citizen, and they were terrified because they knew you don't do that. Roman citizens are special. And then we talked about the fact that the Roman Empire was vast, vast. And Paul, even though he was hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of miles away from the capital city, the city of Rome, he knew that the power of the seat of government backed him. We are citizens of the kingdom of heaven, you and I, because we've been born of God. Heaven is a real place in the unseen realm. And although we do not yet live in this kingdom, it is our home, it is our protection, and it is our source. Those rights and privileges go with us wherever we are. Now, besides the kingdom of God, another kingdom functions in the unseen realm, the kingdom of darkness. We could do a whole lesson on this, but let me just give you some food for thought. God has always existed. In eternity past, he created invisible things, including angels. This angelic realm has rank and function. At some point in the past, there was an angelic rebellion led by Lucifer, an archangel, and a counterfeit kingdom was set up in the invisible realm. This kingdom is one of darkness and death. I mean, we could do whole lessons just on that right there. But when the first man, Adam, listened to Satan or Lucifer, Lucifer, the archangel, became known as Satan, which means adversary. When Adam listened to Satan and chose independence from God through sin, he turned his God-given authority on earth over to this rebel. And Satan's kingdom, which had existed only in the invisible realm, was established on this earth. All men are now born into his kingdom under his control. When you were born into this world, you were born into his kingdom under his control. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1, Paul was reminding his readers what their condition was before they were born again. And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sin, where in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of unbelief. That's the unseen prince of the power of the air, the devil, and his minions. It goes on to say, among whom we all also had our conversation in times past, in fulfilling the lusts of our flesh and the desires of our mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. Tons of stuff we could talk about in there. But in connection with our discussion, because of the circumstances of Jesus' conception in the womb of Mary, God was his father, he did not partake of fallen human nature and was not born into this kingdom of darkness. Every other man that was born into this world was born into this kingdom of darkness. Me, you, all of us. He was not because of the circumstances of his birth. He's God become a man without ceasing to be God. And his Father, the Holy Spirit, formed a body for him, a human nature in the womb of Mary, and he incarnated. He did not partake of fallen flesh. Let me read. This is John 14:30. Hereafter I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh and has nothing in me. The devil never had one thing on Jesus, because Jesus did not partake of fallen human nature. He took our sin and our fallen condition on himself at the cross, when he went to the cross for us, as us, to pay the price for our sin. Now, at the cross, he joined us in our fallen condition and put himself under the dominion of darkness and death to break its power and bring us out. 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, God made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Christ. Hebrews chapter 2, verses 14 and 15 says, he took on flesh so that he could join us in death. Let me read how the Amplified goes on, that by going through death, he might bring to naught and make of no effect him who had the power of death, that is, the devil. Jesus took our death on himself, joined us in death, joined us in that kingdom of death. Once the price for sin was paid, he came out of it and broke the power of death and darkness and Satan over us. Before Jesus died, he told his disciples at the Last Supper he would not drink with them again until he did so in his Father's kingdom. Do you remember that at the Last Supper? Well, we find out when we read carefully that he drank with them after his resurrection. What does that mean? Something in the rulership of earth changed when Jesus died and rose from the dead. The power structure was altered. Jesus said in John chapter 12, before he went to the cross, verse 28, Father, glorify thy name. Then there came a voice from heaven saying, I have both glorified it and will glorify it. Jesus answered and said, this voice came not because of me, but for your sakes. Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out. And if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. Men and women, because of the cross, can now come out of the kingdom of darkness, out from under the dominion of death, through faith in Christ and his sacrifice on the cross. As sinners, we were citizens of the realm of death. We were in the death realm, but we have been transferred into the realm of light and life, the kingdom of God. Colossians chapter 1 verse 13 says, who has delivered us from the power or authority of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. We have been delivered out from under the kingdom of darkness and now have citizenship in a kingdom of light and power and provision. And we need to learn what it means to be citizens of the kingdom. More tomorrow.
You have been listening to Diane Kennedy of Riches in Christ. To order this week's teaching on CD, be ready for our number coming up soon. Diane teaches locally every Friday night at 7:30 p.m. near Highway 44 in Jamison at 4720 Jamison. Praise and worship is provided by Mercy's Child before each lesson. Riches in Christ provides a website at www.richesinchrist.com where you can listen to this week's radio lesson, download years of teachings and outlines, sign up for free weekly outlines, and order Diane's book, God is Good and Good Means Good. Friends, knowing that God is good is the single most important thing to stand on when trouble hits. If you think the trouble comes from or is allowed by God, then you need this book. For information or to order this week's lesson on CD, call us at 1-888-739-6619. Please mention today's date. Our number again is 1-888-739-6619.